Hey, it's Kelly here. Thanks for joining us. Once you're finished listening, I'd like to invite you to join our free private practice community, where you can connect with over 10,000 therapists just like you and get access to over 15 hours of free trainings, including some that qualify for CEs. Visit our website at zinnyme.com and click community at the top of the page. We'll see you there. Welcome to the Marketing Masterclass. Whether you are about to start a practice, are growing your practice, already successful, or scaling to a group practice, you're here because you want to have a business where clients get great outcomes and you're committed to continuing to serve your communities in the midst of chaos and burnout. It's an honor to see you all with us today. It shows how much you love this work and long to reach the people who need you right now. I'm so jazzed for today. We're going to walk away with some really cool stuff. I'm Kelly Higdon.
And I'm Miranda Palmer. And together as ZinnyMe, we've been helping therapists across the world to build the practices they love, getting real transformation results since 2010. This is the second in our series of 4 training videos. If you weren't here yesterday, check out the recording tomorrow. In this webinar, we'll be teaching you how to create an ethical and responsible marketing plan through the marketing you message you put out into the world. We're going to be looking at all the things that our industry is tackling right now, including burnout, including more demand than we can reach, supporting your clients versus in-person or online, and the continuation of living through a collective trauma of this pandemic. Many of you want to strengthen your business so it can pivot and adjust to whatever comes your way. And we know that in times of crisis, our work can give us meaning, focus, and hope towards the future. There's power in community. We see it every time with our boot campers and on webinars like this where people come together. You are not alone. We'll get through everything together and keep our profession rocking and rolling and on the forefront of helping communities in powerful ways. So who's here because they want to continue helping people they do great work with, and you want the phone to ring and be booking clients to start their journeys of healing, and you also don't want to be working 60 hours a week and being crazy burnout or what have you. You want to feel energy. If that's you, I want to see some yeses in the chat that like, yes, that's me. Fantastic. All right. So this is the piece. You want to work with clients that you love to support, and you want to make sure they get excellent outcomes in therapy, because otherwise, what's the point? And you want those ideal clients to read your marketing message and be compelled to call and schedule and come weekly and get everything out of therapy. Ooh, and that's what we're digging into today. So we're going to be turning off our cameras to preserve bandwidth, as well as so you can't see me squinting as I'm trying to figure out the tech on the back end, and we'll turn them back for our Q&A.
All right.
A few quick notes of housekeeping. We'll be doing giveaways for the homework towards the end of today's training. You do need to be live to win. We want to reward and encourage you for participating and taking action. Please rename yourself on Zoom so it matches your name in Mighty Networks where you did your pre-work and homework. That'll make it easy for us to find our winner and confirm they're here live for the giveaway for the Amazon gift card. We'll be doing these giveaways daily, including Friday, $1,000 cash giveaway for one lucky attendee and a entry to business school bootcamp for another lucky attendee. Type in bootcamp if you want to win bootcamp on Friday. Type in money signs if you want to win some money on Friday. Let's put it out into the world.
Yes. Miranda, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. My connection went a little wonky, so I wasn't sure. Look at all this. Bootcamp, either, cash, awesome, love it, both. Yesterday, we talked about how outcomes are the cornerstone of your private practice and why they have such an impact on your business and your marketing, and even how just having conversations about outcomes can improve your outcomes. We taught you how outcomes can lead to more referrals and a more stable business. We also taught you all how to delve deeper and give you a script for how to have a powerful outcome conversation with your clients. If you missed that training, the recording is available in the online classroom for you to watch, and we highly recommend you do so. So many of you took action. If you had even one outcome conversation with your client since yesterday, we want to hear about it. What did you learn? Type I learned. Share with us if you did any of the conversations. Here's what Lisauda said in the community. I used these questions during a previous outcomes conversation with a couple. At first, I wasn't sure how it was going to go as I hadn't used the questions with the couple before, but I'm really glad I did. They described me as kind and professional. One partner said the way I treated him and spoke to him during the initial phone call made him decide to schedule an appointment with me instead of the other therapist he had talked to. He also mentioned that he felt calm with me during our sessions. His partner said she felt reassured, validated, and not judged by me. They both agreed that they were able to listen to each other and communicate during sessions. Something that was informative during our conversation was discussing how they experienced having their son with them during appointments as they don't have childcare. I learned that their experience was totally different from mine, which helped us discuss practical ways to attend to their son while also connecting to themselves and each other in the session. Doing this exercise helped me feel more confident, reassured of what I'm doing well, and open to review what needs to be addressed and changed. We doubt that in those conversations, your clients told you that you hold space, they appreciate your transformational guidance, or they appreciate your strength-based, brief, strategic, therapeutic approach. Anybody get that? Maybe if you had a therapist who was a client. But instead, we're going to bet that they said more of what it's like to be in the relationship with you. They shared what qualities you exude that are most impactful to them. They shared the things that you said or did that helped them make an internal change. They may have mentioned a session that had an impact on them. You might have been surprised at the moments that transformed them most because to you, it was an average session. You might have heard of moments where you could have done something differently too, and it allowed you to become a better therapist. The outcomes conversation you've been having with clients not only enriches the relationship and makes you a better therapist as you integrate the feedback into how you do the work, it also changes the way you talk about what you do. Your message is critical to helping clients that are the right fit for you.
We love looking at what comes out of the outcomes conversations because our clients articulate what we do better than we do sometimes. They have an experience that's not clouded by our years of academic rigor and training. And that experience and the language they use is what will make your messaging not only unique, but compelling. There's a reason that when you get direct referrals from past clients, those people are so much more likely to schedule than a random person who calls you. Your client expressed so eloquently and beautifully what you do and how you help that it inspired hope and action in that person. Your client probably didn't just forge your website or say you're an EMDR therapist who specializes in transmuting trauma from a strength-based approach. They shared how you helped them in tangible ways that anyone could understand. And they also shared what you were like in the room. One side of you knows exactly what we're talking about, but another part of you is jargon blind and so used to these statements that you don't even realize what this information must sound like to the outside world. Which of these two messages is more compelling? What sticks out in your head is something you'd remember. I provide a safe and non-judgmental space for couples in conflict utilizing Gottman and person spinner techniques, or I help angry couples to rediscover their love and heal the past hurt so they can live without the daily conflict, right? You want a message that's clear and transformational. That message could be something you share in an elevator, on your website, in a directory listing, or in a video. It doesn't matter the medium per se. Once you get clear on your message, you'll see how you can tweak it for any medium in a way that makes sense for you and your clients. And don't worry, we'll talk about marketing plans and those mediums tomorrow. Today, let's get clear on the message, because without a compelling message, it won't matter how many places you list your website, how many times you share on social media, or how many ads you create on Facebook or Google. You won't be able to easily attract the clients you need, and you won't redirect the people who aren't good fits for your practice. to have a stable and successful practice, please hear us. Your messaging will be the difference between being of service to your community and just being noise and adding confusion for people who are looking for help. And if you're a group practice owner, your messaging will allow you to have an intake coordinator who isn't overwhelmed with returning calls for people you can't serve. And you won't have to struggle to attract and retain quality employees.
Mm-hmm. A transformational message is one that meets the future client where they're at. It speaks to them in such a way that they feel like you really know them. They may even wonder if you were hanging out in their house last night when they were crying over what happened at work. That kind of connection is therapeutic. Did you know marketing can be therapeutic? Before you even have your first session, it tells a person that they're not alone. There's someone in the world who understands and knows how to help them through it. I remember sitting in a session and a client describing what they were going through as if it were a tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel was a teeny tiny light. And for them, I was holding that light. I was the person who gave them hope and bridged the gap between what they were going through and what would be on the other side of all that pain. And session after session, the light at the end of the tunnel got bigger. I get chills just thinking about it. And I've told the story many times and there are goosebumps on my legs right now. And it impacted how I talked about my work. You know, no more of this hold space, unconditional positive regard, right? Our boot campers will often share something like this. I had a call today and the person said they felt like my website was speaking directly to them, that they knew that I could help them based on what I wrote before they had even spoken to me. There was a rapport and trust before they even shared a phone conversation. Can you see how making that connection makes that first conversation so much more helpful for you and the client? Just imagine the impact of that connection on the first session and beyond when you have a transformational message. Calling a therapist is scary. And that connection developed through the marketing message gave someone the courage and motivation needed to take meaningful action. That's why today's masterclass is so critical. Your message is the difference between inaction and action. Do you hear that? It is the difference between staying stuck and healing, between people getting the help they desire and being all alone with their pain. It can also be the difference between clients who no-show the first appointment, schedule inconsistently, disappear from treatment, and don't get great outcomes compared to a committed group of clients who show up on time, make amazing progress, and tell all of their friends about your practice. So today we'll show you how to take the language and the feedback from your outcomes conversation and transform them into a compelling, connected, and meaningful message that'll encourage the right clients to call you. This formula is something we teach to our boot campers and something we help them refine. Any of our boot campers in here can attest. We do a lot of rewrites and support with that. I think we've written content for well over thousands of therapist websites. Between the two of us, our eyeballs have read tens of thousands of web pages. So each boot camper can get feedback on their messaging from us live every working session. We're going to make this look and sound easy. Please hear me. We will make it sound easy. But
Kelly, can you go back to the each boot camper? I don't know if it cut out for other people, but it definitely cut out for me.
Yeah. Each boot camper can get feedback on their messaging from us every live working session. We're going to make this look and sound easy, and it is, but it still takes some practice. So if this feels a little different than what you've read on other websites, that's okay. It's a simple formula and your messaging will get better the more you refine and practice. But why? Many therapists are overwhelmed with need, right? Y'all are busy, working double the time to serve as many people as possible and struggling to find people to refer out. It can feel unkind and irresponsible to say no, but it's not. Overwhelmed therapists, you're at a risk for burnout and at a risk for outcomes declining with unsustainable caseloads or saying yes to everyone. Even if you can sustain outcomes for some period of time, something has to give, whether it's your relational, emotional, physical, or spiritual health. You might even be hearing, you know, that it's very, very tough and it can get the worst of you. You weren't called to this work to live a life of suffering. So therapists, we must commit to doing our highest and best work. defining our max caseloads and referring out clients we can't get exemplary outcomes with. Nurses are setting boundaries about what the max caseloads they can safely see. We need to know our numbers too. Everyone deserves quality care and the same amount of energy and enthusiasm from the first session of the week to the last. If you aren't having the phone ringing off the hook or people who call you don't schedule or come in consistently, you might feel scared or less than. The truth is that there's more than enough clients for you to have a practice that has a deep impact on clients. We just need you to connect, help you connect with them. Whatever your situation, getting clear on your message is going to be transformational.
When you have a message that connects and converts into clients, you end up getting more clients who are a good fit for the work you do, resulting in better outcomes. A transformational message will also weed out those people who aren't a good fit and direct them where they need to go, which is honestly helpful to them because nobody wants to spend their time calling a list of therapists who aren't right for them. They want to get the help they need sooner than later. And you don't want to spend the time returning 10 phone calls a day or feeling guilty for ignoring my voicemails. If you have been in that place at some point in your business or your life, say me in the chat where you're like, oh my goodness, this is not a good feeling. When you integrate your outcomes into this messaging, you move into establishing trust in future therapeutic relationships. You elicit the person reading or hearing the message to take action, which means more people get help. And that reduces the stigma and normalizes attending therapy. Especially if you're a therapist who's overwhelmed with people calling, having that compelling, impactful marketing message means more of that right fit clients, which is better for you and the client. It can also be more energizing when we're working in our zone of genius. And sometimes that means we can sustain a higher caseload, right? So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you've let your caseload creep up, and you're trying to figure out, hey, there's more need, there's more demand than I can sustain. A, we need to figure out where those boundaries are and start to say no. And B, find out, maybe if you're in your zone of genius, maybe you can sustain a little higher caseload, but you can't do that if you're not seeing the right people. The first point of evaluation is to see if your message is clear. Think about it. Right now, people are hurting, but they're also tired and fatigued. They need you to meet them where they're at, make it easy for them to make that decision to call you. That's what your message is about. People also have less mental space to figure out what you mean. You want the message to be crystal clear and connect deeply so they feel confident to call you and find some hope and relief. You may have a great message about your niche that had people calling, but maybe since maybe you've moved to online temporarily or permanently, maybe you need to tweak that message, right? You may also need an alternative message for what working with you, with your niche or your clients is like when you're working online or via telephone.
We know that you've seen a lot of people talk about marketing messages and that many of them can feel kind of gross and salesy. We will not be asking you to do anything that feels icky, we pinky promise. We won't offer anything you don't believe in. We won't lie to people. You won't mislead them. You'll ensure that you have the skill and expertise to help them, even if that means some extra consultation right now and providing whatever service it is. You are not salesy and slimy, and this is where a lot of therapists get stuck and they stop sorting through what they can do right now. Take a moment. Do you sincerely want to help or do you want to cash in on people's pain? Are you having therapy surge pricing just to take advantage of need like they do with gasoline? No. Are you buying up all the self-help books that people need right now so you can resell them at 4 times the price? No. This is about showing up for your community. There's a clear difference between marketing and taking advantage of people, and we'll help you to find the people who you can help well. So we're going to ask you to do 3 things in this message. Be real, authentic, be clear about the transformation your clients are looking for, and let them know what to do next. We call this the authentic transformation proposition or the ATP. And guess what? You do this every single day. Every single day, you have real authentic conversations with people. You meet them where they're at and you give them options for taking action toward making the change they desire. Isn't that therapy, right? This is what you do. Not only does that work really well, but we know you can learn this and do this because we've taught thousands and thousands of therapists like you, introverts, extroverts, ambiverts, multilingual therapists, group practice owners, therapists of color, super niche therapists, neurodivergent therapists, queer therapists, faith-based therapists, general practices, rural and city therapists, therapists from collectivist upbringings, therapists from independent cultures, immigrant therapists. It goes on and on. We've worked with every IST you can imagine. So this works. All right. So who here is ready to learn a skill that will teach them to reach clients who need them more effectively? Type yes in the chat. Get out your pen and paper. Get your typing fingers ready. Yes. All right. So let's walk through the steps of forming this message. I love all of your enthusiasm and participation. I love this community. Let's get started.
Right. All right. So let's start with step one, meeting your client where they're at. Let's pull up those notes from the conversations or maybe pull them up in your mind. And we want you to identify one client in particular that you really like to have more of in your practice. If you didn't have a chance to do the homework, just imagine your favorite client and what they might say. And don't worry, like so many clients you'd love to work with, you can come back, listen to the recording or download the homework to do this for each one. For now, just choose one. If you're working with kiddos, pull up the notes from the conversations you had with their parents. It's important to engage the person who gets to choose when therapy starts or stops. So let's go back to the first two questions from the outcome conversations. What did your daily life look like immediately prior to starting therapy? And what was the last straw when you decided to reach out to a therapist? What did you type into Google when you started looking? And now maybe even you can look at their intake form from the first session as well. What did they write down at the time as their chief complaint or the reason they were seeking therapy? If you have two or three similar clients, it's okay to meld those answers into one like super client as well. This will help you to paint a picture of what your ideal client is going through in their own words. Using the language your clients use is important and powerful. Yes, yes. Now that you have that image in your head for this one ideal client, use those amazing powers of empathy to bring up other similar clients. And start to tell the story of what this group of clients is experiencing on a daily basis. Here's an example of what that looks like when you use a client's experiences to paint that clear picture. Cindy Doyle is an LPC in Denton, Texas. She specializes in helping law enforcement couples create successful relationships. She has a podcast, she's a trainer, a consultant for other therapists, organizations, and law enforcement. In short, she's like super cool. Here's how her website starts. You knew that law enforcement and a relationship or marriage was going to be tough. You knew it would include shift work, missed holidays, missed connection, loneliness, going to gatherings alone, or feeling like a single parent. You didn't realize quite the impact it would have. Your officer doesn't seem the same, and at times seems aloof, sharp, and cynical. As a spouse, you find yourself wondering, what's it going to be like when they walk in the door or you see them next? What happened to the person you fell in love with? You find yourself being on more eggshells and avoiding conversations due to the potential reaction. When you do try to talk, to have a serious discussion, you realize your officer is shut down or trying to fix it instead of listening. In the Leo world, it's the norm to feel disconnected from each other, frustrated at the lack of communication, lonely, angry at the situation or each other, naggy because you don't feel heard, irritated, and to struggle with intimacy. Ah, can you feel that? Do you get a clear picture of what this person is struggling with? If this was your life and you saw that written on a page like this from someone who really got it, how would you feel? Would you feel heard, supported, helpful, hopeful, right? And notice that she even used words like Leo, law enforcement officer. It's a normal way to speak in that particular niche. She uses their jargon, not hers. Now let's go back to your ideal client and what their daily life looks like right before they call for therapy. What's happening for them? What are the little things that keep adding up to lead them to reach out? Or is it one big event that rocks their world? Let's take 2 minutes right now. I'm going to start the timer and start to actually write it out. Right. And remember, you're going to be able to do this for as many clients as you wish. So don't worry about who you're not speaking to. Only worry about what's right in front of you, just like when you're in a therapy session.
Take your time and write it out. Describe it. Elicit the senses and emotions.
Great job, everybody. Another half a minute. Okay.
That 2 minutes goes fast. Excuse me. So be kind to yourself. It's okay if it's rough and needs some work and tweaking. For now, just give yourself a big old pat on the back for really delving into your client's experience, right? How are you feeling about writing this? Share your rough draft in the chat if you want. I see some people already doing that, right? Of different people and what they're experiencing. It can be hard, but this is what you do. Remember, this is what you do in the room. You empathize and step into shoes. And now we're just going to write out a little bit of their experience. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's look at Joanne Kim's ATP from her psychotherapy practice in San Jose. She helps individuals struggling with replicating patterns in relationships. Why do I always end up in hurtful relationships? I just want to be loved. Why are we always fighting? I'm so tired of feeling rejected or misunderstood. I'm so confused and overwhelmed by all these emotions, yours, mine, and ours. I feel stuck, hurt, and alone. We know it can be a little disorienting to do this, and it can be harder to do this if you're not actively working with your ideal client, but this is where your ability to empathize and step into people's shoes, like I said earlier, where it really does come in. You truly are more capable of this than you realize. Therapists are the best marketers because we know how to connect to pain. We also know that even though we said you can do this process as many times as you want for multiple types of clients, many of you are having trouble narrowing your focus down to just one for now. And we get it. It feels counterintuitive, but we've worked with lots of diverse and group practices, and this does work to attract great diverse clients you're excited to work with. It can also feel a little odd if you're working with kids or teens to be speaking to the parents directly, especially if you haven't always loved working with the parents. But one fun tip is to really think about the favorite parents you've worked with and set up your professional website to attract the kind of parents that allow you to do your best work.
Erin Bennett is a play therapist and parent coach in Littleton, Colorado, and she focuses on attracting the parents who want to learn and are willing to do the coaching to help their kiddos get on track as quickly as possible. She knows she only gets these kids for 1 hour a week, and the parent can make a huge impact with the right specialized coaching specific to their kids' unique needs. Here's the start of her ATP on her homepage. Your kid is a great little human, but some days the things that they do, say, and experience are so intense and you're at a loss of what they need or how to respond. She really taps into the being of the experience of being a parent, right? Even in those few brief sentences, she directs people to the other pages on her site to learn more about parent coaching or play therapy. And there she goes into much more detail, painting a picture. But even those first few lines, I think she taps into the ultimate pain the parent is experiencing. Ultimately, that's our goal in therapy, isn't it? To meet people where they're at, normalize their pain, and build trust and rapport for treatment. Okay, time for step two. Now, if we just describe the pain and frustration someone's in, that isn't particularly helpful. We see people sharing pain and complaining on social media all the time. It's time to move beyond validating their experience and start to provide them with hope for the future. This isn't the time for false promises and crazy claims, nor is it the time to offer platitudes of vague hints of how you help. You need to let people know how you actually help and work. Remember, this is real informed consent. For those favorite clients, let's dig into these questions from the transformational conversation. One, what do you recall feeling during and immediately after that first session? What's changed for you since you've been in therapy? What's it been like to come to the therapy and be in the room together? What's been the most helpful part of therapy? And looking forward, what would you need to change for you to know you're ready to graduate? You may notice we skipped over a few. Don't worry. Those questions will help you in other areas of your clinical work and marketing. It's all important information. So look over these answers for the ideal client or super client you created. Notice the words and phrases your clients use. Notice how they describe the transformation they received and the transformation they want.
All right. Let's head back over to Cindy and those law enforcement couples again and explore how she describes the transformation her clients receive. But you are too strong, smart, and friggin' stubborn to become a statistic or stay miserable. If you are convinced it doesn't have to be this way, you are right. I've helped couples starting out and couples at the bitter end find a path to living a healthy, happy, connected, rockin' marriage without having to give up a career they love. My name is Cindy Doyle, and I'm an LEO wife and a therapist who has been there, done that, and I'm here to help you avoid the mistakes, missteps, and find the connection that you both sorely want so that your home life can truly be your respite and retreat from the crazy world out there. Notice that she's not talking about lowering the incidences of marital distress or increasing marital satisfaction. She's sharing how her real couples talk. We want more connection. We keep making the same mistakes and we're tired of it. I want a marriage that rocks. Do you think officers might talk about the crazy world out there? She talks about being an LEO wife or a law enforcement wife because that is a term that they use. So now it's your turn. And don't focus on the comparison piece. Your message will be uniquely yours. Cindy's been honing this message over time for years and will still tweak it from time to time based on her experiences with clients. You're just working on that ugly, rough draft today. Let's take 2 minutes and start to go back to those questions to tap into the words that your clients use to describe what therapy with you is like, how it helps, and the transformation they're looking for. What do you know, those questions that you ask, like, what do you recall feeling during and immediately after the first session? What's changed for you since you've been in therapy? What's it been like to come to therapy and be in this room together? What's been the most helpful part of therapy? And looking forward, what would you need to change for you to know you're ready to graduate? Those questions that you ask, the answers to that can help give you the content for the second piece. So Miranda's going to set a timer because I'm terrible with time. And we're going to do 2 minutes. All right, let's go.
Great job, guys. A little less than a minute left. Okay, wrap up that thought, guys.
So now you have the start of that rough draft for your part two. Check in with yourself about what that experience is like. I appreciate some of y'all have been sharing throughout. We know it can be hard when you're still working out the kinks of everything, but a supportive community to try things out with can be so powerful as you're honing your marketing message. Let's head back to Erin Bennett's and look at her step two. My name is Erin Bennett, and I am an expert in all things kids. I can help you finally get to the bottom of what your unique child needs to thrive, experience joy, and be healthy. Whether I work with your child directly through play therapy or teach you my wizard ways through parent coaching, we'll get to the bottom of your child's needs so you and your family feel confident, happy, and in flow. I do like the word happity.
I think it's a new, yeah, let's do it.
I see some other examples, so you don't feel alone and heard. I'm looking at some other examples up here. Miranda, do you see any?
I like this one from Melissa, like things that go wrong in your day, no longer feel like giant disasters. You're able to enjoy your life day to day and see small setbacks as a part of life and that make you braver. You connect with your friends in a way where you feel more connected and not like you're someone who sucks, you know, whatever that is.
I love that.
Or an energy vampire, what have you. So notice even there, Melissa wrote it from the, like, my life, from the client's perspective, which is the first place to go. And then we just, for the marketing message, we convert it into that broader you kind of place. So I love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
We've been teaching this process to therapists since 2012, and we've seen again and again, this is where therapists get stuck. We get so fearful of making false promises or giving unrealistic expectations that we give no expectations. Have you ever checked out one of those treatment planner books? I have, absolutely. I used to thumb through them when I worked at the psychiatric hospital, and the first goals of treatment for everything that I looked up, like every single possible diagnosis, was always installation of hope. And I always wondered, how do I install hope? What does that actually look like? It took me a long time to realize that clients need to know somebody really gets them and is willing to help them find the path to change, even if they feel like they can't help themselves. Like that piece of being someone knowing it is worth the effort. It is worth the energy of help, of making shift and making change. It's powerful. And I would always make a promise to clients that came in. Oh, can you believe it? Shocking. A therapist making promises. And usually it would come up over the phone. And here's how the promise went. I can't promise how quickly you'll reach your goals or even that I can help, but I can promise that I'll do my best. And if what we're doing is not working, we'll change it until it does, or I'll help you find someone who can help. I instilled hope in them that I cared about their progress deeply. And that was my ultimate goal, not just the paycheck or the client scheduling. Okay, time for step three. Let's talk about taking some action. You've painted that picture of their experience and shared who you are and how you help. And now you need to invite them to take action. For most of you, that's going to involve asking to call you for a free 15-minute phone consultation or to schedule one online. For some of you, it might look like them getting on your newsletter or even learning more about your services. Now, that really depends. If you are not full With ideal clients, it's going to be consultation, guys. If you are a full group practice who's looking for employees, then that's where we get into the newsletter or something else through that process. Your call to action is going to let the person know what their next step is and what the benefit of taking that next step is. Let's head back to Cindy, our law enforcement couples expert and podcaster. While she does traditional couples therapy and intensive in her Texas private practice or group practice, she has other options for law enforcement couples as well, since she has a national audience. Here's Cindy's call to action. How can I help you and your partner reconnect today? Listen, check out the podcast for police officers and police wives, where we delve into the topics that people outside of this world just don't get. Take action. Download your free intimacy ops plan so you can start bringing on the heat in and out of the bedroom. Notice that both of these calls to action don't just say what to do. They also explain what the person will get or the transformation from that experience. And since each of these are on her website, Cindy simply links directly to the action she wants them to take. And notice again how she's using language that makes sense for her ideal client. Now, again, we're going to get into your turn. We're going to take 2 minutes to write out what action you want someone to take and how it will help them. If you don't have that full practice, making a great income with ideal clients that you love, and you're getting great outcomes, we highly recommend your call to action be to schedule a free 15-minute phone consultation as the next step for any online marketing, whether it be a page on your website or a directory listing. Don't start with trying to build an email list or a newsletter if you have a therapy practice that's struggling. Go for that consultation instead. All right, so I'm going to start that 2-minute timer. Okay. Whew. Fun stuff. So let's go and look at Erin's call to action on her homepage. Her goal is to get parents to dig deeper into learning about her services or to schedule a consultation. She has a page for parent coaching and she has a page for play therapy. And both of these pages have an in-depth authentic transformation proposition. So her call to action is learn more about play therapy. That's a link. Parent coaching, that's a link, and contact me for a free 15-minute phone consultation today here, right? My counseling offices are in Littleton, Colorado, and I can also provide parent coaching to Colorado residents. This is a little bit of SEO. Now, here's her transformation. Can you imagine? I can be a bug in your ear at home while your kid is having a meltdown, and walk you step by step through how to respond. So cool. Notice that our call to action is personable. It integrates some keywords for search engine optimization. And we won't be talking about SEO today, but it is some powerful stuff you want to get the hang of to make sure your marketing message can reach your clients as effortlessly as possible. I also saw some great questions in there saying like, oh my goodness, like, what does this look like at the core, right? Or like, I've got several niches I want to do just for one person. Hey, if you are ready to feel differently when you wake up in the morning and be able to transform the way you respond to stress and start to fill with more ease and comfort and have deeper, meaningful relationships, call me for a free 15-minute phone consultation, right? Or schedule right now, schedule online. I am here to help, right? That simple.
And, you know, I also saw like Anna was talking about, I'm full. And that's where we do a lot in bootcamp about what's your next strategy then when you are full. But this is still good to practice. And then your call to action changes when you are full to sometimes building a newsletter and there's other strategies behind that. But we know it can feel uncomfortable asking people to call or schedule with you or just being direct in general. This whole process is kind of direct actually. But remember, your client is likely in a certain amount of distress and they're truly trying to figure out what to do next. And sometimes it's nice just to know what the next step is when you're in pain and struggling. In fact, eventually your whole website and all of your marketing activities will be integrated in what you learned in your conversations with clients, answering questions they have before they even have to ask them, replacing their concerns with clarity and making it easy for them to call with the least amount of worry or anxiety. A lot of people are unsure about how therapy works right now. They still, you know, they look at media and they think that's how it is. They don't even know if you can help them. And your confidence about how you help is key here. Showing them that you can guide them through the process is important. Remember, if you're attracting the right clients, it'll make those initial consult conversations much easier. In addition, this is a skill you can learn. And we've taught thousands of therapists how to have these conversations, and you can too.
Now, there are some common questions that come up when we teach how to write this authentic transformation proposition. Is this making false promises? No, never do you give a guarantee in your messaging, but we have to share the possibilities your experience with outcomes. You can speak to those. We know therapy works. We should share that. It's unkind not to give clients any hope that things can get better. Remember, you'll refer out someone if they're not the right fit or not making progress. Another thing that comes up is, what if someone feels left out? Let's imagine you specialize in working with parents and changing their parenting strategies. If you get a call from a parent who's convinced that their kid is the problem and isn't interested in digging into parenting strategies for their unique kids, maybe it's okay if they don't call you and they find the therapist that who's a better fit for where they're at right now. You don't want to reject people with your words. You want to help them make the best decision for them. And if that isn't you, that's okay. You want to work with people who you know you can really help. And what if I work with lots of different groups of people? We saw this. That's perfectly okay. We encourage you to have a page on your website for each of the ideal clients you want to work with. You wouldn't stand up and give a talk, right, in front of a community group that just briefly listed all of your skills. Hi, my name's Miranda. I'm a marriage counselor. I work with people who feel like roommates. I work with people where there's infidelity. I'm also an individual counselor, and I work with anxiety, and I work with depression, and I work like you wouldn't just sit and list, right? You would really have this experience of tailoring the conversation or the talk to the group that's in front of you. And that's what your website is for, right? Feeling overwhelmed by the amount of work it takes to do that writing and market a lot of different things. Well, that may be the reason that you narrow down what niches you actually market to your top 2, 3, 5, or 10 groups of people, just based on time and energy. But remember, you have time.
Let's give you our real life example of what we mean when we say you have time. How many of you have explored the amount of free resources on our website and in our free therapist community? Are you shocked by how much we give away for free? The reason we can do that much for the community is because we've had 11 years of doing this. Our boot camp for therapists is the best out there, partly just because we've had the most time of anyone out there to really refine and develop a program that works. And we spend the time delving into our outcomes to continually work toward improving those outcomes based on the response of our clients. This does not happen overnight. And we make sure we find balance between doing lots of good things and creating a sustainable business model. We make sure we have a business model where we don't shy away from enrolling in our boot camp. The few weeks a year where we share unabashedly about our boot camp and sell out the program fund all the free resources we provide the other 48 weeks a year. In other words, no one's business happens overnight. You have all the time you need to create an ultimate vision, but do it in a smart, sustainable way. You get to create a business that gives you balance and time to reach as many niches as you want. You have time. You can pivot. You don't have to have it perfect right now. One marketing message and one marketing plan at a time. And yes, right now our fears or worries and stress can lead us feeling panicked, feeling like the more we do, the more we market to everybody, the more our practice will survive, the more people we can help, but that just isn't sustainable or true.
And then final tips, what if it isn't just about who you work with as much as how you work? That's okay. You still need to find commonalities your ideal clients are experiencing. Maybe you do brain spotting and your ideal client is someone who feels stuck after years of therapy. Here's an example of what you might write. You've been going to therapy week after week, year after year. You feel heard, you feel validated, but you don't feel different. You feel like you've just become an expert on your quirks and foibles, but what you deeply want to release and let go of keeps swirling around in your head and your body. I work with a cutting edge therapy technique that's allowed my clients to make breakthroughs quickly and effectively and feel real deep change. Contact me for a free 15-minute phone consultation and find out how therapy with me using brain spotting can help you break through your stuck spot. Ooh, right? Yes. What if you have a group practice? If you have a group practice, you'll get to know your clinicians and create a marketing messages for your clinicians that brings them the best clients they can retain and get great outcomes with one page at a time. I think you'll also start to get clarity about what kind of group practice you really want to be and what kind of employees you really want to attract, so that if even if somebody moves on, you'll be able to attract other people to fill that need as well. And then the big one, what if I'm worried about being judged by other therapists? You teach your clients to be themselves, to speak their truth and feel clear and confident. You deserve the same for you and your therapy practice. If other therapists are judging you, it's a reflection of their own stuff. You're here to help clients, not impress your colleagues. Whew, we have done a lot today. You know who you are, how you help, how to talk about it. You have this like terrible first draft, and that's totally, totally great that you can start keep working on as part of your homework. But there's more to this that you need to know about having a solid business and marketing plan. In the next training, we're going to cover how to put that message out into the world in a way that works for you during this time and in ways that'll work beyond your current circumstances. A way of marketing, whether you're an introvert, extrovert, a speaker, a writer, a busy parent, an entrepreneurial group practice owner with multiple irons in the fire, like wherever you're at, we've got stories. We'll be sharing case studies from therapists who've taken this messaging formula and put it into a business plan that's truly transformed their private practice and that they can sustain over time and are continuing to book clients without getting burnt out or overwhelmed. Yes, our goal is to inspire and teach you not just how to check off a list of marketing activities, but how to choose a plan that really makes sense for you and your ideal clients. We really want to encourage you to come to that training live if you can, because we know you're more likely to do the thing if you listen live. And we want to bring you together with this amazing, inspiring community, which makes more fun. And we're like cooking up some like super secret fun things for people that are there live. They just can't get any other way.
So right now we want to see your rough draft marketing message, put it all together. That's going to be what you're going to be working on, but let's see the rough draft, the three parts put together, type it in the chat. And in the meantime, while you guys are, y'all are adding that to the chat, it's time for a giveaway for those of you who did your homework and posted the outcomes of your convos over in our free community. You were entered into a bonus drawing for an amazing gift of $50 to Amazon. We'll be having these live on every one of the trainings. So be sure to take 5 minutes and post your homework. We know only a small percentage of people post. So I'm going to let Eden or Elise.
I've got the names.
Oh, you do. Go. So
our homework winner is Gisela Vega.
Yay. Gisela
Vega, congratulations. You got an Amazon gift card. And we have this other secondary one, which is kind of like a new thing we're trying out for the people that come and join us in the Zoom lounge to get your questions answered or just to do some co-working with other people as part of the masterclass. We also are doing giveaway for a $50 Amazon gift card. So Kaylin with a C, Cedergren, you are our winner. So our team will reach out and PM you to get the information to get that over to you.
We'll also be giving away $1,000 to one lucky live attendee this Friday during the 90-minute training. So be sure to attend live and learn and have a chance to win. And we're so excited to do fun stuff like this for y'all. It's just a fun way that we give back. We'll also be giving away one entry to our bootcamp for therapists that teaches how to create a profitable, happy, streamlined group or solo practice that changes lives and leaves time for life you love. Who wants that?
I've been bootcamp.
So we talked about how to take the work you do with clients you love and turn it into a marketing message that compels your ideal clients to call you and schedule, because creating a happy life and a full practice that you love means you need the right clients calling and scheduling, right? You know that the therapists like you are great at marketing because you're great at empathizing. You understand that the best marketing messages meet the clients where they're at, and you know to use the client's language just like you do in the therapy room, and you understand how to instill hope and be clear about next steps and invite your clients to take action. Your next step is, well, I'm going to take my camera off. We're going to, after this, we're going to answer a couple questions, and then we're going to move into the lounge to, for those of you that have attended, we've got a little special additional Q&A and activity that we're going to do today to work further on your message. Go to our free online community, download the worksheets to create your marketing message, and then share it, post it in there so you can be entered to win the drawing for tomorrow. And we'll be challenging you to refine this message and start integrating it into your website and therapy listing pages. We have some time to answer questions, which we love. And I'm going to undo my camera.
Yes, I love Anna's question. Can anyone go into the lounge? Yes. Yes. We had over 100 of you yesterday at some point in the lounge. We were answering direct questions. Today, we'll be answering questions in the lounge as well. I think it's just a much more fun, personal way to do that experience. And so it's kind of the best of both worlds here. So we're really excited to be a part of that. We'll do a few questions on here for the next like 3 minutes, and then we'll all move over to the lounge. Yes, Kelly?
Or do you want to go straight to it? Yeah, we're just going to do a couple questions here, and then we'll go hang out in the lounge. So Myra, I know that clients that are looking for specifically trained therapists, I struggle with not putting what modality we use. Help. It's not that you can't put what modality you use. For example, sometimes people are searching for EMDR. Sometimes they are searching for Gottman or discernment counseling. It is okay to do that, but we need, what is it like to do EMDR with you? What is brain spotting like with you? Because personally, I've had brain spotting from different providers and it's been different experience in the room. So we still want you can still speak to some of that, but we want to still draw into the uniqueness of what you're like doing that work.
Yes. And I think the other place too, for me, when I started doing EMDR, it was not very well known. And so most people, if I tried to explain EMDR on like the homepage of my website, would just be like, what, you want me to wiggle my eyes? Like, it would be a lot of like trying to kind of like convince them. If I just said like, hey, here's how I help and I use cutting edge techniques, that was great. But I also had a page on my website that was optimized that was all about EMDR. Now I could use that in a couple of ways. One, to attract people who were searching specifically for EMDR, as well as a page that I could send a client that was already working with me, where we were discussing options for treatment and saying like, hey, here's a page on my website that explains and it has some videos about EMDR. that would be their homework. And then we would come in and talk about those options for therapy and what might come next. So there's a way to do both. I think it's just one of those places where I see this a lot for EMDR, brain spotting, even for like DBT, where you're spending, you know, educating. This much time educating, and then the person's kind of checked out because it's different parts of your brain. If they're already educated, that's great. Again, they're probably going to find also your about page in the search engine optimization, seeing that you do DBT or you do EMDR or brain spotting, or whatever the modality is, but they're going to be looking at that marketing message. Like, can you really connect?
Awesome. Look at Magda, who was saying, like, assuming I know how a client feels to me feels presumptuous. I worry I may turn away people, but then Magda just posted, you know, a great ATP. So I think it's so connecting. And I want to also, it's kind of like that mirroring, right? We're like doing the mirror neuron thing where we are, no matter how intelligent a person is, when they come to therapy or whatever, whoever they are, the reality is that you're getting to the emotional content. And so if you can start with where they're at and their emotions and connect there, that mirrors their experience and can draw them in. I don't know if you realize, but we do the same thing in here. We always start out our webinars connecting to the pain of therapists. And it's not that we do mention group practice owners. Some of you aren't, but you hopefully feel us like understanding what it's like to be in practice right now, right? So I think it is of service to people to connect with them in this way.
I think the other thing to think about is that, like, as like high functioning therapists in theory, right? We know a lot about therapy. We are very, in theory, right? We're relatively high functioning. We're running businesses and living out in the world.
That is not my favorite term. I'll just say, like,
yeah, whatever the thing, right? Again, I just keep saying, like, yes. Whatever that means. Yeah. But that whole place of, we are some of the most discerning people in terms of who we see as therapists. It is hard for us to connect. And when we see these like lists of pieces, like we know how much work it can take to try to get a sense and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars. We just had someone recently say, who was not in the therapy field, they said, I feel like I'm going to have to pay thousands of dollars just to figure out how somebody works and whether they can help me. That's not a good feeling, right? That's not what we want to be putting out there in our profession. So, oh my gosh, I love, 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 love these questions. Let's take them over into the lounge. Let's go hang out together. I'll see, I'm going to go pop out into the lounge and I'll see you guys over there. Yeah. So we can start talking face to face. I'm excited about that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Starting a Counseling Practice podcast. We hope you are feeling empowered and have gained new knowledge about yourself and your business. We would love to continue supporting you in our free community for therapists. Just visit classroom.zinnieme.com to join the fun.